Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rescue me or take me in your arms.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Don't forget, we've got a brand new video up, by the way. Don't forget to check that out. And also, new poll question on the homepage and lots of other stuff there, including the body of work, the incredible body of work that Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, Business Network International, that Ivan has deposited with us over the last 13 years. Coming up in June, Ivan, you got to come back so we can celebrate All your right. 13th anniversary with us. And so we'll get you back again to talk about to do that. Ivan Meisner is here, folks, and BNI.com, Business Network International, is the website, BNI.com. And networking like a pro, Ivan, is that where they can get that checklist?
Yes, we were talking about the checklist, the networking checklist. You can get that checklist in the book, Networking Like a Pro.
So check that out, folks. You need that book. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away to somebody you know and love. Ivan, let's wrap up by talking about the differences between the way men network and the way women network. I love this
book. Well, one of the biggest differences between the way men and women network is the way they define what a relationship is. And we discovered this in the research for the Business Networking and Sex, which is about gender.
That's been going, that's been going on for millennia, right?
Yeah, it has. But, you know, you think with business that there's, you know, some congruity, and there's less than one might think. And I'll give you an example. Somebody said to me during the interviews I was doing for the book, that, and it was a woman, she said, I have a relationship with my dry cleaner. I said, really? You have a relationship with your dry cleaner? And she went on to explain it in detail, and she did, in fact, have a relationship. So I started asking men and women.
Time out. What do you mean she did, in fact, have a relationship with her dry cleaner?
Well, it was a professional relationship.
Okay, good.
I mean, the dry cleaner's husband passed away. She was invited to the funeral. That's how close
these
two women were. I mean, they were really close.
She really felt clear. Okay, now go ahead. Yeah. Now we got that clear.
You're going the wrong direction.
Okay,
sorry. I'm not talking about that kind of relationship. All right, so I started asking women, do you have a relationship? Yes. So I asked men, no, I don't have a relationship with my dry cleaner. So this is a true story, Jim. You've met my wife. You've been to my house. One morning before I did a big speech where I was introducing some of this, for the first time talking to people about this material, I said, honey, I want to try something out today. She said, what? I said, I'm going to ask all the women in the audience if you have a relationship with your dry cleaner, raise your hand. I said, I predict that 70% of the women are going to say yes. Then I'm going to ask the men, do you have a relationship with your dry cleaner? And I said, I predict that 5% of the men are going to say yes. She said, oh, honey, I don't think I'd do that. I mean, you'll love this. I don't have a relationship with Richard and Diane. I know they have these two cute little dogs that they really love. And I know Diane was walking down the street the other day and she tripped and fell and really hurt herself. And I know they really want to fly to the Middle East, but Richard's afraid of flying. And then she stops and goes, oh, my goodness, maybe I do have a relationship. And I say, Richard, Diane, is that the name of our dry cleaner? I don't even know. And they deliver, Jim. So I've met them a dozen times.
Yeah.
So I asked Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, why is this? Because even I realized I really didn't have a relationship with them like Beth does. And he said, but, you know, that's really easy. Men view things like that as a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a transaction. It's good, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You'd refer them or you wouldn't, but it's a transaction, whereas women tend to view it as more of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where the rubber meets the road. The people who focus on relationships first and business second, they focus on relationships and not transactions, actually do better in generating business than those of us
especially who focus on and more in the 21st century age of the customer.
Yeah, no question about it. And so we have a lot to learn with the way women, I think, we as men,
When I wait a minute, now, Ivan, I've got lots of pink shirts. I'm in touch with my feminine side.
That's good because if you want to get referrals, you need to.
You act like you know me, Ivan. You feel like you can say that about me.
Well, I was talking more about myself than you.
Now it is funny. I mean, I do hope that the genders are able to laugh about these differences, but also learn from each other.
Well, that's the key, is you got to learn how to bridge the gender gap.
Yeah.
That's really important. Yeah. But you can't take yourself too seriously.
Ivan Meisner, folks, that's exactly right. Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. That's the new book. It's outstanding, folks. Something under 1 billion copies already sold across the galaxy. BNI.com is the website. Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jim.
I told you we'd get smarter when Ivan joined us, ladies and gentlemen, and I was right. Once again, right? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.